Now, I'm pleased to welcome three students. They all are students at Fox Chapel High School. Two are seniors, and one is a sophomore. I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves, and if you have any shout-outs, this is the perfect time to do it. If you don't, that's okay, too. And Theo, why don't we start with you?
Okay, I'm Theo Tedesco. I'm a senior at Fox Chapel High School, and I'm happy to be here. Yeah.
My name is Yash Tahiliani. I'm also a senior at Fox Chapel High School, and I want to shout out LeBron.
Hi, I'm Amelia Tedesco. I'm a sophomore at Fox Chapel, and thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome to all of you. I'm glad that you're here, and I'm curious. You're all part of the Fox Chapel Area High School Wildlife Conservation Club. And in working with the aviary, you came up with some ideas to make it easier for birds during fall migration. Who can just tell me a little bit about the project, what led to it, and what you ended up doing? Please jump right in.
Yeah, so we partnered with the National Aviary. We're trying to spread the Lights Out program, and it basically just says to like inform people to turn off their lights from like midnight to like 6 a.m. during peak migratory season, which is like, it starts September 1st and ends in like November 15th. So we're just trying to, so whenever, the entire purpose of it is when birds are migrating, they're like disoriented, and like whenever they see bright lights, which causes them to often fly into like windows, causing them to die. So we're trying to prevent this. So we're just telling people to turn off lights. Plus, turning off lights also allows people to just save money, and it reduces carbon emissions too.
Just to add more on to that, from the hours specifically from midnight to 6 a.m. is when this is most prone. And the birds, you see, they'll see the reflection of like the sky and the moon and trees in the windows, and they'll get confused, and then they'll just fly full speed into the windows, resulting, of course, in their death. And birds are so fundamental to everything, whether that be like seed dispersal or just forest protection or anything so broad as biodiversity is enough to fully spread all awareness about the Lights Out program. So in short, we're just spreading awareness and saying that turning off your lights from the hours of midnight to 6 a.m. would be very beneficial for a very little cost.
And a lot of people probably leave lights on for security or for decorative purposes. It used to be, you know, you would shut them off to save money, but so much lighting is now really inexpensive with LED lighting and other technologies. Has it been hard to get the message out to ask people to do it? Or are they, once you've convinced them, are they pretty much willing to comply?
I think in some scenarios, like certain businesses need to have lights on, but there are still like different products that you can use to like, which allows birds to see the windows and avoid crashing in. But usually, like, most people that we've tried spreading the word to, yeah, they're pretty, up to turn off their lights during.
And also, if it's not an 100% option to turn off all your lights, even dimming the lights is any help. And you can buy just, like, film tape or, like, stickers to put on your windows. Just anything to have the windows be more apparent to the birds would help. So really any measure taken is a win in our eyes.
I'm curious. We've all seen these stickers that you put on windows to prevent birds from flying into them. I've always thought that the use of those is limited to either really big windows or windows that are in certain parts of the country, like near beaches or near areas where you would see wide expanses, you know, of space. It sounds to me like you're recommending they be used anywhere where a light might be on during a migratory period, is
absolutely
that right?
Yes. The windows, why you see the stickers more prone to areas where the birds are obviously more prone to falling and like crashing into the windows is because in areas like beaches and areas like big cities, like this is obviously going to be more prominent. But in order to fully tackle the root of the problem, you need to start looking like smaller and at the little build up to like hurting the birds and like, yeah.
Would have occurred to me. So the bottom line is if you are leaving lights on during these hours, you should add these stickers of some sort. Can you make your own stickers, or where do you get them?
Yeah, you can make your own stickers. You can buy them. The Lights Out program definitely provides them, and just like with certain little Lights Out designs to spread more awareness. But even something so little as putting like scotch tape on your windows is enough to at least give more visibility to the birds.
So anything that helps birds recognize that there is something here, you know,
yeah.
Because they can't detect. I mean, birds have good eyesight for the most part, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like when it's at night, they have a hard time distinguishing. It's like if you and I were looking in a mirror, like usually we can tell it's a mirror, but sometimes if we were put in like one of those like fun houses with like all of the mirrors around, then you get confused and you get disoriented. So the night kind of like that to the birds, it just confuses them. And like, who's to blame them when there's just like a big mirror? Because essentially that's what it is to them. That's just like drawing them in.
I do want to say though, like stickers and like the products that you can place on windows can be like inefficient. So it is like best to just turn off your lights because that completely removes the problem and it's just saves money and it's pretty like, it's the easiest solution. But yes, using products to put on windows does work too.
And I never really thought about what makes the window attractive is the light behind it. So just turning them off, that seems like such an easy solution. And it prevents you potentially having property damage from the bird. Birdsafepgh.org. Is the website. What else is the club doing in addition to this program? Or maybe you have more you'd like to mention about the program, but I'm curious. These are all members of the Fox Chapel Area High School Wildlife Conservation Club. I know school has just started, but I suspect you all have been involved for the past year or two.
Yeah, so the club is relatively new. We just created it basically like a year ago. So our main project so far has been to like spread flyers or put out signs outside on like people's lawns to spread the word of the Lights Out movement. But we're also in the works of doing a project where we're making backpacks for certain like companies or like people that we can donate to like allow them to observe birds and like birding backpacks. The idea is not fully like built yet, but we're in the process of doing that. And we also have a nonprofit too, which is called Too Beautiful to Lose, which just shows that like Earth is too beautiful to lose and that we need to conserve our planet.
It's called Too Beautiful to Lose?
Yeah, Too Beautiful to Lose.
That's a great name. What are the kinds of things you would put in a backpack for a would-be birder? You might not have it all figured out yet.
Yeah, I think we're thinking of binoculars for sure, and maybe like certain like camping items, but we're still in the works of it.
There's definitely going to be binoculars just because that's kind of like the statement of looking at birds, you know? And then of course we like intend to include like various books to help understand the birds. The whole like motive for this project is to spread appreciation for the birds, because people look and they're like, what, who cares about the birds? But the thing is, they're so vital to the ecosystem, they're so vital in food chains. They're so vital, and even if they don't want to do it for the birds, then do it for themselves. Birds are very prominent and very important in like preventing agriculture like damage because of like pests and everything, but the birding backpacks are mainly just to spread awareness and give like the general population a more appreciation for the birds, and like they're very important, you know.
That's a great idea. I don't know whether there are a lot of libraries in the Allegheny County Library Association and in the Carnegie Library System that have things you can take out in addition to books. It might be cool if you could take out a backpack with birding supplies and try it out and see if you like it. And then if you do, maybe you'll end up, you know, buying a book to keep your list of birds. And I guess Roger Torrey Peterson is probably the best known, and get binoculars, but to get people involved. Are each of you actively involved in birding? Like, do you go out and look?
We have this app, all three of us, called Merlin. It's a free download, and I definitely recommend it for anybody who's listening. And it just, you can like press a record button, and you can listen to the different birds, like their chirps and stuff, and then it will use like its best technology to identify what birds they are. So I guess to that extent, we've been involved. I mean, like, obviously we all have a passion for birds. Like, we all recognize the importance for them. But so far, we're planning on just kind of like working on our club to spread the awareness of birds, and then along with like sharing the joy that like just kind of more leisurely activities like watching birds brings to us.
Yeah, that app, if it's the one I'm thinking of, you can actually, it listens to the sound, it'll show you a picture of the bird, and then you can try to see if you can find it mm-hmm. based on the picture that it shows, which is actually a pretty cool way to go about it. So you all personally must have a lot of passion for the environment in general. Are there other areas you would like to see change in, or whether it be through the club or just through other avenues? It could be speaking up or just making people aware of things that you wish more people would pay attention to.
I think more people paid attention to like climate change and also recycling. I feel like a lot of people, if they have trash, they just throw it in the trash can. They don't really focus on like the impact on the environment that can have. Like, I think it's important to spread the like message of recycling.
Another thing is, we really are using birds as a starting point for helping out animals in general. We want to see like animals on the road getting hit. We don't want to see animals on the road getting hit as often at night. And that's another thing we want to do, is to encourage drivers to drive slower at night, especially seeing all the deer that are getting hit at this time of the year. And in the summer, we also see like little raccoon families getting hit, and it's heartbreaking to see. And we just really don't want, we want drivers to focus more on safety of animals and themselves, that can help the environment out and help out the ecosystem.
Absolutely. And then also, I think adolescents' involvement is really important. I mean, for better or for worse, like the generations before us have not done too good of a job for making sure that the environment is sustainable and resilient. And I guess I think we're kind of the last generation, or these last two, that can like save the environment or have like a really good shot at it before it's kind of too late, whether that be like carbon emissions or like permafrost melt or just anything in general, that these problems occur, just like getting youth voice up there, because frankly, like, we're going to be the next generation who will have like the final say.
Have you all thought about what you want to do after high school yet? I'm sure you've thought about it, but
yeah, I still want to keep my options open a little bit, but I think I want to go into like some type of medical field, maybe like surgery or dentistry. But also, and I'm like really passionate about environmental science, and I was thinking about maybe like majoring there, something in that field.
That was Theo. What about you, Yash?
I'm definitely probably going to go into an engineering or a STEM heavy field. And I, especially universities like Purdue, they have agriculture engineering and environmental engineering programs, which help for the sustainability of our environment and our planet as a whole. that's something I'm looking at for the future.
Now, Theo and Yash are seniors. Amelia is a sophomore. You've got more time, but have you thought much about it?
Absolutely. I've thought about it a lot. I definitely want to go into something with like law or politics, more humanities based. And right now the plan is to be an environmental lawyer and then maybe work my way up like to maybe having more of a say in like politics.
Very interesting. Do any of you have anything else you wanted to share about the club, about how people can get involved or personally? We have a few moments left, and I want to be sure you get a chance to.
Of course. I just want to provide the people with some resources. There's a website called birdcast.info. It's an amazing resource. You can look based off your geographical area, like Allegheny County, and you can see how many birds are flying over, on what night, and what the birds are. Especially for bird watchers and people in general who are interested in birds, this is like an amazing resource for you. And as Amelia mentioned earlier, Merlin is also an incredible app for people who enjoy watching birds and are interested in birds in general. It's honestly an incredible thing to get your kids and family involved in. Anyone of any age can really get engaged in these activities. And especially with protecting our environment, it's going to help out the future generations. And if you get kids interested early in these bird watching, being involved with animals, they're going to care more for them, and it's going to help maintain the biodiversity that we already have, and that's slowly dwindling due to mishandled practices of the past.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Continue.
You can also reach out to us as the Fox Chapel Wildlife Conservation Club, and you can look us up on LinkedIn. And now to Theo.
Yeah, Birdcast and Merlin, they're both like, it both spreads awareness, but they're also like a lot of fun too, to just go out in nature. It's a nice way to go out, just spend some like free time of yours just watching birds. Just a good way to go outside.
And I know you were supported by the National Aviary at aviary.org, which has tons of information too, but I wanted to mention them. Anything that you want to add, Amelia?
I guess the last thing to say is that there's no planet B, and that once the consequences we have from our actions like are in practice, there's no way we can really reverse those. More specifically on birds, again, like when I was like first getting involved, I was like, okay, but why are birds so important, you know? But really they're vital for like ecosystem balance, for seed dispersal, for pollination. Like hummingbirds, they pollinate flowers just as bees do. For food web connections, each bird has a role as a predator or prey. And they're environmental indicators too. Birds have often been seen how their state in the environment kind of reflects like how humans are. So they're very vital for that. And then if you don't want to do it for the birds, then just do it for yourself, because birds provide control for crops, saving billions of dollars in agriculture. They also inspire like art and culture and recreation. Birds watching is one of the most popular hobbies in the world, frankly. And then on just something so general as biodiversity, protecting birds can protect countless other species that share their habitats. So the consequences, if we don't aim to protect these, are detrimental.
Well, thank you, Amelia Tedesco, who you just heard. Yash, it's Tahilani.
Tahiliani.
Tahiliani. And also Theo Tedesco, before that, all representing the Fox Chapel Area High School Wildlife Conservation Club. Look for them on LinkedIn. Look for birdsafepgh.org and aviary.org for more information about protecting birds during migratory seasons. And thanks to all three of you for being here today.
Thank you for having us, yeah.
Thank you. Also, for anyone listening, please do turn out those lights from 12 to 6. It'd be a big help to all of us and our environment in general and our planet.
Midnight to 6. That's the time to do it between now and November 1st.
Yes, sir.